USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces conducted a successful counterterrorism mission against al-Qaeda targets in northwest Syria last night. There were no U.S. casualties. Local civilians in the area say the operation lasted about 2 hours and are claiming 13 people were killed, including women and children. The operation took place near the village of Atmeh, near the Turkish border. Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
We remain focused on the evolving situation in Europe and Russia's actions on the Ukrainian border and in Belarus. As the Secretary said, the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with our NATO allies.
SpaceX successfully launched a classified payload into orbit for the U.S. government yesterday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
As the United States sovereignty at the U.S.-Mexico border is in question, the current administration continues to allow illegal immigrants into the country, ignoring the Supreme Court's demand that Remain in Mexico policy be enforced.
Republican senators are ripping the Biden administration over the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border.
This crisis at the border is a direct result of President Biden's policies, aided and abetted by Democrats here in Congress.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson saying the United States has no idea how many drug traffickers and gangs are coming in. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A piece of space junk from a SpaceX rocket launched in 2015 is hurling towards the moon and is set to crash into the lunar surface on March 4th. The school bus sized part is a Falcon 9 rocket that launched from Florida. It's too far away from Earth and had too little fuel to return, so instead it's been yanked around by Earth and Moon's gravity in a chaotic orbit. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The leader of CNN that took it from a news network to an editorial outlet over 9 years, Jeff Zucker, resigned Wednesday after secretly having a relationship with a coworker. Former CNN commentator Jeff Lord on Fox News tells them what he knows about CNN.
I went back and dipped into Ted Turner's memoirs. He, the founder of CNN, and he quite specifically says in his memoirs that he thought the media of the day, and this is circa the late 1970s, was biased. He mentions Walter Cronkite specifically, and he said he wanted a just-the-facts, ma'am, kind of journalism. Jeff moved CNN in the exact opposite direction, and full disclosure, I obviously benefited from that. I was a commentator. I was a Trump guy on CNN, which, of course, led eventually to my dismissal. And thirdly, by the admissions of CNN's reliable sources, and Brian Stelter, and I find this very fascinating, no less than former anchor and fired anchor Chris Cuomo is out to burn CNN down to the ground. Wow. That's pretty incredible here. They've got a whole lot of problems over there, not the least of which is sort of sabotaging the image of the mainstream media as impartial.
It should be noted, CNN reported that it severed ties with commentator Jeffrey Lord in the summer of 2017 after he tweeted "Sieg Heil" at a liberal activist on Twitter. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.